Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Hi, welcome to the Monday night edition of Optimize My Life. Today's show is called Know Yourself with your host, me, Mary Stanley. You can call in and engage, talk, ask questions. And the number for that is 714-816-4686. And we are sponsored by the Hope Collection, a non-for-profit organization whose motto is helping others to help others. It's a twist on a pay it forward. And the motto for our radio show and our mission here is where there is hope, there is freedom. Hope gives you the freedom to dream and to make changes in your life, to move forward and improve. Mankind was not designed to just survive alone. We are designed to succeed and to keep improving. Optimize My Life radio station and the shows that come on give you the freedom to do just that. We have professionals with expertise in many different fields to give you the advice, the resources, and the tools to help you succeed. And we are showing you how to release the restrictions that you have in your mind to give you the freedom to improve your life however you would like to see it improved. And thank you for joining us today. It is the start of a new year. And with comes the start of the new year, comes new dreams, new hopes, and changes. And always, as a tradition, the resolutions. And today we're going to talk about how you and your family can set goals and resolutions for the new year, how to keep them throughout the year, and how to support each other and make it easier to achieve those goals and stick with them. I am a certified life coach. I'm a certified hypnotherapist and an integrated behavior specialist. With all those fancy words, it just means that I specialize in helping you and with your family. I specialize in mental health issues, special needs, and how your mind works. I help you, as the founder of the ADR Developmental Center, work with you and your family to deal with the issues that you are struggling with. So if you go to our Facebook group at Optimize My Life, or go to our website at optimizemylife.info, there are some worksheets that I have provided, and we're kind of going to go over those because it helps you figure out how to set goals and how to do it so they're, A, achievable. And first of all, to set goals, you need to understand how to do that. And what exactly, how to make them so that they're so that you get where you need to go and achieve what you're looking to achieve. And we call them SMART goals, and it's just an acronym. You know, S for SMART is just specific. And that refers to making sure that your goal is very specific. Because the clearer your goal is, the easier it is to achieve, to set the steps to achieve those goals. M just means it's measurable. How do you track to prove that you made those goals? A is just means they're achievable. They're not some out-of-the-box something that you can't physically do. It's realistic, and it's able for you in a time frame that you set, able to achieve those goals. Ours just means it's relevant. It's something that aligns with your beliefs, something you want to physically do, and objectives. And finally, T means it's just time-bound. What is the time frame that you want to set up to make those goals achievable for you? So the first step, what we're going to do is look at, it's called priority on how to set goals, or in other words, it's a priority matrix. And this gives you to lay out your idea and your plan how goals are important to you. So what you do is you see the four boxes. One's important, urgent, one's important, not urgent. One's not important, urgent, and one's not important, not urgent. So then you want to make your list of your goals that you want to achieve. All the things that you want to see succeed, successful for you in the new year. And put them in the boxes and how important they are to you. So for instance, you know, my goals for this year coming up is for me to do more speaking engagements and less one-on-one coaching. So for me, right now in my time frame, it's important but not an urgent to start getting more speaking engagements. It's something I want to do, but it's not something I need to do right now. A goal for me that's important, that's urgent, is to help my kids get caught up in schoolwork. And you keep going down the list as it goes and how they fit into those, what category do they fit into. You know, first thing you do is write down all your goals and then you put them in the boxes. And that helps you determine how you're going to set up your goals. Excuse me one second. Sorry, we have timers for everything in our house. And that's basically how we do that form. Next step is the goal action steps. And with this, you write down your goals for the year, or the goals and when you want to have them done by. For me, the best way to do this is, what is your big goal for the year? What is it that you want to accomplish? Like, for instance, you know, we set up individual goals, but then we set up a family goal. So a family goal for us for this year would be, our long-term goal is to spend more family time together. And that's our main goal. Now, how do we achieve those goals? Well, the first step, okay, so family time. What are we going to do for family time? So our first goal will be to sit down once a week for family dinner. And that goes in the goal one goal sheet, or goal one slot. From there, you sit there and you, well, when do we want it? And so if you look at it, sitting down for dinner one day a week is not an achievable goal, because we don't have a timeline. So then, now let's reword that. So we want to sit down to family dinner one day a week. Starting this week, and we're going to do it for a year. Now it's doable. We have 1 day a week starting now. We have a goal line when we start and an end date. Now from there, you look at that first goal and you take in where you put in your action steps. What do we need to do to achieve those goals? So for example, for us, in order to make those goals, make the family dinner, what are the things we have to do? Well, the first thing, I have to plan dinner to fit the schedule. When my husband works, make sure he's home in time, kids' activities, what they've got going on, and what I've got going on. So we have to time out dinner as our first action step. You know, another one is pick a day. What day do we want to do that? What is, and for us, Sundays are our slowest day. So, you know, plan family dinner for Sundays. Another action step would be turning off all electronics. So we're all sitting down. Or, you know, sometimes we do family dinner as a movie night. So we're all sitting down watching a movie, eating dinner, talking about what we're watching. You know, and we do that for the next goal. And we keep going like that. And that way, as you see, you're having a detailed vision of what those action steps are and how to take those how those action steps will help you achieve your goal. So as you're completing these action steps, you're looking at this and you're going, okay, I'm achieving my goal. I'm making that happen. And then another sheet. Is goals for the new year. Here's another sheet. So this gives you the visualization of when you're planning and making your goals. So your first goal was to spend family time together. So what does that look like to you? Or what does that look like, in an example for that is, you know, what's it look like for us? So for us is we're all sitting at a table, talking, eating, having fun as a family. The kids aren't glued into electronics and eating in their rooms or eating somewhere else, getting up, racing around. That gives you the visual picture that you want. You want to have what success looks like as descriptive and as visual as you can make it. So it makes it easier for you to envision and continue it and enjoy it and want to do it. Now with the new year and all the new resolutions, all the new goals, all that stuff, and with our theme for the week, generosity and time, one of the goals that you should set is self-care. And also on our website and on the Facebook group is a PDF planner for you to keep track of your self-care. Because so many people, and I'm one of them, when you have so much going on, self-care isn't, you forget. And you need to be able to stop and take care of yourself, because you can't take care of others until you take care of yourself. You can't help others. You can't be productive until you take care of yourself. And there's a lot of misconceptions that, you know, being able to take care of yourself is selfish. Putting yourself first once in a while is selfish. But it's, as long as you're doing it in moderation, it's okay. It's important to put yourself first once in a while. It's when you always put yourself first before others. That's what's considered selfish. And when you look at this, so the ultimate self-care planner, and for the men out there, if you want, I can change the color. It's pink because my favorite color is pink. But if you wanted a different color, just send me a message on Facebook or pick a comment below the page and say you want a different color, what color you want, and it'll take me 10 minutes to change the color. And the cool thing about this self-care planner is it's a, you track you by the day. So, you know, I always look at quotes. You know, one of the quotes you hear me say a lot is fear hates movement. And it's a quote I got from one of my mentors, Tiffany Largy, in Do the Damn Thing Nation. She says this a lot. And what that means is that when you're scared, you don't move forward. And, you know, it's like conquering your fear. So as you're moving forward, pushing through that fear, you overcome that fear. You overcome those obstacles. And then it gives you, you know, what are you grateful for today? What things are you happy about today? And then, so every day, what do you want to do for self-care for the day? And it gives, and you put in, you know, are you going to take 10 minutes and take a shower? You know, a lot of parents, when you got little kids, showers don't happen. And it gives you, water goals, making sure you're drinking fluids and water especially, but also some really good things that help you to become healthier. You know, getting outside, breathing in fresh air, you know, that take for granted, and we don't do it. But fresh air is so important to reset your mind and reset life. And for your body, you know, getting up and moving around, even just cleaning your house, doing things, you know, not always sitting in front of your computer or in your car, you know, drinking water, self-talk, positive self-talk, you know, sticking to a meal plan. And here it gives you meal goals. You know, for me, a meal plan for me is eating 3 meals a day. I get so wrapped up in everything that's going on, I forget to eat. So sometimes I only eat 1 or 2 meals a day. So with this, it helps me remind myself that I need to eat something at least 3 times a day. And when you keep going, it gives you, you know, a plan for the week. Your check-in sheet. You know, how did I practice self-care mentally? How I practiced it physically? And it gives you that every day. You know, did I take time out to just relax and read a book, watch a movie? Well, take a bath, just hide for a minute to reset myself and just be alone and quiet. And all physically, what did I do? Did I eat the 3 meals a day? Did I get up and walk around? Did I go out for a jog? Play with my kids, what did I do? And then it gives you the monthly self-care. What are your priorities for the month? What do you want to focus on in your health and wellness? What do you want to focus on in your mental part? What is going on in your life that you want to worry less about and put faith in front of that? And what are your priorities that you want to accomplish that month? This is where you put your goals. What is the big thing about taking that you want to do? And it gives you some ideas for self-care ideas. You don't have to follow those. Figure out ones that work for you and fill in the blanks. Now, with self-care, there are 8 categories. Physical, mental or psychological, emotional, social, professional, environmental. Now, environmental can be outside world or it can be inside your house, spiritual and financial. And you'd like to set a goal for yourself on each one of these, but you don't have to do it all at once. You know, what area do I want to work on first? Physical. Do I want to want to turn around and, you know, lose some weight. Now, what do I, you know, what are the different things that you want to do? And you just kind of slowly fill them in. And as you fill these in, this is where you start your routine. All right, so in the mornings, what do I do to take care of myself? You know, I get up, I eat breakfast, I go and drink a glass of water, go for a walk. What, you know, what are your routines? And what are these routines, what do they do for you? And then your evening routines. You know, do you want to get so many hours of sleep a day? And this is where you really want to, you know, be selfish. And this self-care planner is all about selfishness. It's what you want to do and what you need to do to take care of yourself. Because if you can't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of others around you. And one thing that is so crucial and so important is sleep. And a lot of us forget that, and we only get a couple hours because we're so busy doing everything else. You know, and we worry about so many things. We worry about so much stuff that it affects our sleep. And learning to just take a step back and breathe and take care of yourself mentally is where Sleep Tracker comes in and helps you keep track of your sleeping schedule so you get that routine amount of sleep that you need to reset yourself. For females out there, it's, you know, stress in life affects our periods. And so this is a little bit of a tracker for you to keep track of, you know, how it's going and know where you need to adjust your life if you are more stressed out than you need to be. Meal tracker. Do you want, and you don't have to fill all these out. These are just all these different suggestions based on goals that you set for yourself. You know, what, if you're on a meal plan, here's where you fill it in and figure out what you're eating, how you're eating. You know, here's your action list. What do you do every day to take care of yourself? And for people who don't know what to do, here's a 30-day self-care challenge. Some ideas of what to do. For self-love. Can you do them all? And if it's something on here that you don't do or don't want to do, cross it off, put something else in. Like for me, go for coffee with a friend. I don't drink it. But go out for a drink or something, you know. So page 12 is the most crucial part. Self-care focus. What do you want to focus on? And how long do you want to focus on it? And then break it down. What part of you do you want to focus on? Your mind, your body, your soul? And how are you going to focus on it? How are we going to do all this stuff? And this break helps you break it all down so that you can see how you're accomplishing your goals, how you are putting yourself up there in the list. And we don't do anything as humans unless we deem it important. And here on the next page gives you the exact, gets you to put it down in words why this self-care plan is important to you. What about it do you want to change and why? So you can look at this and it'll tell you why the action's important. What the habit is, what habit do you want to create in this to make this a lasting change and why it's important? And it gives you 30 days to keep track of it. And the same thing with the habit tracker. Now, is this a, how often are you doing this change? And this one, too, you can turn it around and write, habits that you want to break and how you're breaking those habits, keeping track of them. Page we're going to go through later on in the month, but it's the stress-free challenge and how to deal with stress. It gives you 10 days of activities to do, reduce the stress in your body and your mind. And here's a letter you write to yourself and how you want, and here's for your self-care, here's, you know, 5 minutes of gratitude. You know, three people that you're grateful for in your life. What I love about myself and my body. Something that I've achieved that I'm proud of. Something that made me laugh. Things you're looking for. And what did you do for that day? What did you bring to that day? What made that day better? And this is something that you can take time and fill it out as you go. It doesn't have to be like you see this workbook that's 40 pages. Oh, my God. What am I going to do? It's something that's progressively you do it throughout the year. You know, there's different areas that when you're struggling, your self-reflection questions. What are four things you love about yourself? What makes you feel strong and confident? What are the best compliments you received and why? What makes you feel loved and accepted unconditionally? You know, there's a 3-day challenge to challenge yourself. Different things just to challenge yourself. And I'll hear some ideas on self-care ideas for mental and physical and emotional. And for a lot of you who think they take really good care of themselves, here's a self-care quiz. And it'll give you an idea of where you need to work on. And then here's a wheel of life. 1 to 10, you color start at the middle and work your way out. How satisfied you are in each area. Health and wellness, your career, your physical environment. And then once you fill them in and you figure out what areas you're satisfied or not satisfied in, comes the evaluation part. And look at ways in your life that you can increase and make each area 100, or 10, sorry. And then we go back, you know, every so often and review it and see what changes have made. As you keep going, you go to the wheel of evaluation and you look at goals you want to set to improve. And you go back and you reevaluate and keep going. And once you get to that point, you know, you can analyze and look at the results. How do you feel about the results? Are you shocked about the results? Is your life better or worse than you expected? Are you happier or not of your life than you thought? And what areas do you want to work on, do you believe you need to work on the most? And this, all these questions, all these things do, gives you an opportunity to break down your life and your happiness and your mental health to have it the most fulfilling that you can have. this is where you take, when you get to like 35, it takes and it looks and it breaks everything down. Excuse me. Your personal goals and how as you think about smaller steps and how to achieve those goals to make sure you are happy in a 10, 8, 9, or 10 in every aspect. Have a fulfilled all-dimensional life. And here's a good quote. You can't pour from an empty cup. Look after yourself first. You can't help anybody around you until you look after yourself. You know, it's like Country Boy on the Day Show says a lot. You know, and you're on a plane that always tells you to put the oxygen mask on yourself first, then put it on your kids. And I didn't understand that at first. And then it clicked in. Well, you have to be able to breathe yourself before you can help your kids breathe. And then the rest of it is just inspiration and notes for you to take, for you just to figure out how to get from point A to point B. Because my goal for this year is to help you all live the best life that you can live, to be able to have that hope, to make the steps to freedom so that you succeed in life. Now, if you have any questions about these forms or any questions on what to do, you can give me a message on Facebook, Optimize My Life group. Go to optimizemylife.info or looking for any tips, tricks, or whatever you need, you can feel free to give me a call. My number is 507-338-3725. 507-338-3725 is my business number. And I'm available most of the time. If I'm not, leave a message and I'll call you back. I'm working with someone else at the time. And I will be happy to walk you through these steps and help you set up your action plans, set your goals to have that lasting effect for your New Year's resolutions, to make them achievable, to keep them going longer than the first month. We almost out of time for today. Join us tomorrow and continue our show on communication and how we can communicate our goals to ourselves and to our mind, but also to others around us, to have that support system, to be able to have people looking out and helping us to achieve our goals. Tomorrow during our day show is Travel Tuesday with Rick Reese and Ron Clayton. They talk about how traveling can help you both mentally and physically improve yourself, but also how to use as a residual income to bring in more money to fit those goals. Wednesday show, No Limits, is talking about forgiveness and how we use give those who wronged us internally, not always externally. We don't have to always tell them that we forgive them, but we have to forgive ourselves more importantly, which is a generosity in ourselves, which is hard for a lot of us to do. We beat ourselves up more than anyone else beats us up. And on Wednesday on Teen Line, it is about parenting and how through divorce, separation, whatever it is, how parents can come together, forgive what we hate about them why we split up. Get rid of that resentment so that we can work in a co-parenting environment to help our kids. Because as a team, it's so much better than working individually. So long for now. I'll see you back here tomorrow night at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Start working on those goals. If you have any questions, you know where to find me. Have a good night for now. Bye.